Hi everyone, welcome to a Daily Friends special. Today we're talking to Herman Pretorius, the Deputy Head of Research at the Institute of Race Relations, about the IRR's planned trip to Senegal for Friday this week. Herman, I think it's good to remind our listeners of why it's important to go to Senegal this Friday and what the IRR hopes to achieve by going there.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. It's a weird situation. I think everyone can appreciate that. It's not weird, it's charged. And the reason that that we've decided to actively go to Senegal this Friday is we have been following the events of Senegal quite closely and quite intensely. And as a research institution, people might often think, oh, they're just, you know, sitting in their offices Googling stuff. Well, it's more complex than that. We've been constantly in contact with people on the ground, people in the community, people from other political parties, people within the law enforcement community, to really get a good understanding of what is going on in Senegal and why it is such a loaded space. And I think what's become quite clear is that this is a confluence of a few issues. We have the issue of race relations, where really a charged atmosphere and some intense friction showed itself the previous time in Senegal, when there was this legal proceeding surrounding the absolutely horrific murder of Brendan Horner. So the first thing that we need to understand is this is a complex situation with regards to race relations. And we know from our data that race relations are an incredibly, it's an incredibly important issue in South Africa, not because it is necessarily such a dangerous issue or such a toxic issue where black hates white and white hates black. In fact, quite the opposite. Our polling shows over many, many decades that South Africans of all races, the multiracial nature of this country, respect people from other races. And some of my favorite polling we've done speaks to the issue of, you know, do South Africans care about the skin color of their child's teacher? And the answer of 84% of South Africans is overwhelmingly, no, we don't care about the skin color of the teacher. We just want a good teacher. Also, 83% of South Africans saying national sports teams should be selected on merit and not on race. So these are two kind of very clear indications that when it comes to race relations, we must understand what's going on. We have, in Afrikaans, we have the saying, Leer blikke maak die meeste geraas. Empty cans make the most noise. And that's really the danger we face in a situation like Senegal, where we have fringes on both sides, where we have the EFF and we have the Suidlanders and we have some mad voices, you know, just reducing a tragedy to a race conflict, reducing a real non-racial issue to a race conflict. Every right-minded South African of every race, even President Ramaphosa, can condemn the murder that happened in Senegal. So the first thing that we have to address, and that's why we are going there, is to speak to the issue of race relations, to remind South Africans that they should not lose sight just because a few loud, vindictive voices are making divisive sounds. So that's the first thing, is we are the Institute of Race Relations. Race relations here is a crucial issue. We need to participate in that, and we need to be the voice of the reasoned moderate middle, the united middle of this country, to say we will not allow this issue to be weaponized by political extremes and drive the wedge of racial division. So that's the first thing. Race relations are important here. Secondly, the rule of law. No matter what happens, it is an undermining of the rule of law when justice is not allowed to proceed according to a prescribed and accepted constitutional and democratic route. This applies universally. Now, if you are going to try to lynch an accused, you are undermining the rule of law. It might not be a popular thing to say, but it is a right thing to say. We, as the IRR, are not here to say popular things. We are here to stand up for the rights of South Africans to live in a liberal and a liberty-centered country. So the rule of law is something we will not compromise on, we cannot compromise on. And if voices like ours, like the moderate middle of South Africa, do not attend these debates, then the rule of law loses allies that must participate in the public square. So race relations, firstly, the rule of law, secondly. Thirdly, we come to the issue of property rights. It is absolute, you know, holy writ factual that South African farmers have been villainized, antagonized, and emasculated by the ANC government, described as land thieves, described as all manner of negative actors in this situation, described as racial oppressors, while in reality, it is a far cry from the stereotypical boss on the plas situation that is so easily exploited to be seen to represent the entire agricultural community. Farming in South Africa is not just a white thing. So the antagonization and the villainization of white South Africans has been at the center of the property rights debate. And research by Franz Cronier and Anthea Jeffrey have shown that this loaded political issue has been used to divide South Africans from each other. And the fear is that we see now the ANC again pursuing with a vengeance the matter of the destruction of property rights. And while everyone is calling it a land issue, we need to attend these public debates where land truly is an issue to make the point that the nature of the debate surrounding property rights has been warped by making it about land rights. And that has been done because it creates a convenient racial scapegoat, because it builds on a convenient and dangerous historical narrative of land dispossession. Then finally, we have the issue of community safety. And we are great opponents of government incompetence. And because governments are so often incompetent, we are great opponents of big government. And what we see in things like the disbanding of, you know, the commando systems, or the increasingly bizarre obstacles in the way of responsible citizens to own firearms, in that we see an emasculation of a people, of citizens, because the state is denying them the basic ability to act in their own defense and in the defense of their communities against crime, which really knows no race. But more than that, not only do we see a state that is interfering in the lives of South Africans to such an extent that these people cannot act to in defense of their own liberty, life, or property, we see a state that is so corrupt, so bereft of meritorious appointments, that the police system in this country has a rot at its core that is costing lives in this country. So race relations, firstly. The rule of law, secondly. The issue of property rights, thirdly. And then also the matter of police and state incompetence. We are going to see, Nicole, because at this place, we find a toxic combination, a toxic confluence of these four themes, themes the IRR has been vocal about for 90 years. Senecal has become a symbol of these four issues being perverted by extremes and risking to be perverted even further. There is a moderate voice in this country. There is a large sensibleness, reasonableness, and decency shared by all people from all colors, creeds, and communities. And in Senecal, if we do not embody that voice, then I'm afraid the voices on the fringes, the dangerous voices, will dominate a discussion that can be the germination of solutions or the beginning of an absolutely catastrophic wedge being driven into our communities. Now, we are going there not just to defend these ideals, but we are certainly going to do that. But we are going to launch our community safety charter. It is a clear plan that speaks to some of the fundamental weaknesses in law enforcement in this country that has been the work of the IRR for many, many years, put together to ensure somewhere we can solving this problem, somewhere we can get away from the blame game, from the racial division, from the hatred, from the charged political rhetoric, from the political opportunism, from just the madness that South Africans have seen happen. And I'm not blaming all people on all sides, but we can all agree that the extremists on all sides risk this issue degenerating into one of unnecessary intolerance and divisive hatred. We can share goals and we can sit around the table and acknowledge that townships have been abandoned by a government that itself has betrayed the rule of law. We see that in mob killings of people suspected of crimes. And at the same time, we see that same failure manifest in the anger of these communities. These communities that have been stigmatized, villainized, and some of them, especially white South Africans, being told that by this current president, South Africans, white South Africans, will be boiled like a frog in a pot. It's actually a myth that the frog stays in the pot, Mr. President. When you emasculate, victimize, villainize, and abandon the rule of law, you create the perfect circumstances for extreme anger and fear to lead to extremism that can be avoided. We can bring a voice of reason. The majority of South Africans need that and want that, and will identify with that. But more than just identifying and representing ideological sensibleness, we also need to go in with solutions. And that is what the Community Safety Charter intends to do. It is laying the groundwork for actually getting to a place where South Africans can say, you who seek to divide us, you, Minister Qhele, you show up here with your loud hailer and your hatred. And you, Mr. Malema, you show up here with your ignorance and your bile. And you, Sait Landert, you show up here with your disproportionate motivation of division. We have no time for you. We have a country in need of solutions and in need of collaboration. And that is what the IRR will seek to present in Senegal in whatever form we possibly can.
Dude, I think it's a very important message because I don't think any South Africans want to see their children and grandchildren grow up in a country where racial groups take vengeance on each other, where the rule of law is a myth, and where private property is non-existent. Because that's a future, a nightmare future, which I think everyone will want to get away from if it ever becomes reality. So the more we can do to stop that ever becoming the reality is the more important it is. Anyway, thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And, We will see you soon. We will see you soon on the Daily Friend Show. Have a great week, everyone.